Farage, Sturgeon most unpleasant politician I've ever met. Resignation of victory for traditional values. By Kurt Sindelka on February 15, 2023. The resignation of the far-left First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, is a victory for common sense and traditional values, said Brexit leader Nigel Farage, who described the woke leader as one of the most unpleasant he ever encountered in politics. On Wednesday, the leader of the leftist separatist Scottish National Party, Nicola Sturgeon, announced her resignation as Scottish First Minister after 8 years in the position, which roughly translates to the position of state governor in the United States. Aside from a persistent, yet failed attempt to remove Scotland from the United Kingdom, Sturgeon's tenure in office was typified by the full embrace of the woke agenda, particularly on issues such as hate speech laws and transgender ideology. Responding to her resignation, Brexit champ Nigel Farage hailed the joyous occasion, quipping to his audience on YouTube, "Hooray, get the flags out." On a personal note, Mr. Farage said of Sturgeon, "I say this not just because I disagree with that politically, but having met her on several occasions, debated against her. I've got to tell you, I think she's just about the most unpleasant person I've ever met in politics anywhere in the world." The statement from the Brexiteer is significant in light of his consistent history of breaking bread with people from across the political spectrum. Indeed, a figure close to the Brexit boss told Breitbart London, "Farage gets on with almost everybody, political friends and foes. For him, political allegiance is hung up with the hats and coats at the door, so this is a very strong statement indeed." However, for Mr. Farage, the true victory of Sturgeon's fall was one for traditional small-c conservative values and a hopeful return to common sense in the North. "The moral of the story is simple," Farage said. "There is a big silent majority in this country for common sense. The reason the radical left are able to change our language, to even suggest that we change the gender of God, the reason they're allowed to do all this is because of conservative cowardice. We don't have a conservative party, but we ourselves have all got our voices. We can say what we think, we can tell opinion pollsters when they call us what we think. The lesson from the Sturgeon situation is the pendulum can swing back, we can get victories for common sense." The Brexit leader went on to note that her determination to push a far-left agenda on transgender issues had sunk the primary goal of her political party, the Scottish National Party, which has long campaigned for Scottish independence from the rest of the United Kingdom, despite promising that the 2014 referendum, which they lost, would be a once-in-a-generation vote. The Brexit boss went on to suggest that other potential political scalps are possibly in the offing, noting the backlash underway against far-left London Mayor Sadiq Khan's plan to extend the climate car tax from central London to cover the entirety of Greater London, a plan that would tax millions of working-class people who need to drive into the capital just to do their jobs or see their families. "We can beat the radical left, we can beat the woke loonies. Today's a day to celebrate, take heart, and say to ourselves we're going to fight even harder for common sense in the future," Farage concluded. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.